This is VOA News. We have a vote. I'm Lisa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in Nevada on Sunday as his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, stumped in North Carolina. Both candidates are courting swing states as the final presidential debate looms later this week. At least 27.7 million Americans have already cast ballots, either by mail or in person, ahead of the November 3rd election. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. The record-shattering figure is driven in part by concerns about crowds at polling sites on Election Day amid the coronavirus pandemic. In North Carolina, where 20% of the state's registered voters had voted by Sunday morning, Biden urged residents to cast ballots as soon as possible to keep up the momentum. He also noted that the rate of new coronavirus cases across the country has risen to the highest level in 3 months. And he criticized President Trump for saying over the weekend that the United States had, quote, turned the corner on the pandemic. Mr. Trump was spending his Sunday in Nevada, a state he narrowly lost in 2016. Early in-person voting in Nevada began on Saturday. The president's campaign manager, Tim Murtaugh, has said Mr. Trump will campaign every day leading up to Thursday's debate in Florida, including stops in the battleground states of Arizona and North Carolina. Israel and Bahrain on Sunday agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations. The agreement makes Bahrain the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. This clears the way for the establishment of embassies and ambassadors between the two nations. Israel's agreements with the UAE and Bahrain have marked diplomatic victories for the Trump administration and for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they've been condemned by the Palestinian territories. VOA News. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials condemned Sunday's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism. They said most of the victims were civilians. A powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition and the death toll could rise. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed Taliban insurgents. The British government said on Sunday it still wants to reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union despite deadlocked trade talks, or deadlocked talks rather. The UK had imposed a deadline of last week's EU summit for a deal, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he's now ready to walk away and prepare for a no-deal exit after 5 decades of EU membership. However, Senior Minister Michael Gove said Sunday he's still hopeful there will be an agreement. He told TV interviewers the door remains ajar if the EU will change its position. The two sides disagree on the rules for fair competition, how these rules will be policed, and how much access EU fishing fleets will get in United Kingdom waters. France saw countrywide rallies defending free speech and secularism on Sunday while the government discussed a stronger response to Islamic extremism following the brutal killing of a French schoolteacher last week. Thousands of protesters wearing protective masks assembled in Paris following Friday's beheading of a middle school history teacher, Samuel Petit, who was killed in a Paris suburb as he headed home from class. Nearly a dozen people are being held for questioning in Petit's killing, including the family of the suspect, an 18-year-old Chechen refugee. Police shot the suspect to death shortly after he allegedly stabbed and decapitated his victim. The incident comes less than a month after a Pakistani immigrant stabbed 2 people outside the former headquarters of the magazine Charlie Hebdo, the target of a brutal terror attack in 2015. The magazine had published cartoons of Islam's prophet Muhammad. A decade-long UN arms embargo on Iran has expired despite objections from the United States. The embargo prevented Iran from buying foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets. Iran has heralded the end of the arms embargo as, quote, a momentous day for the international community. The Trump administration, meanwhile, has insisted it will reinvoke all UN sanctions on Iran. Marissa Melton, VOA News.